You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Thursday evening's action in Leopardstown. A good card to look forward to there, including the Group 3 Desmond Stakes. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to tonight's card is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, bud. Yeah, I'm fine. You?
Yeah, good, thank you. Quite looking forward to Leopardstown tonight. It's not a bad card.
Not a bad card at all, yeah. Just said to you off air, I hope I can do a little bit better than the last few podcasts we've done. Just seem to have just really struggled and found it difficult to get a feel for the sort of racing in Ireland, and Garvin was very much like that last night. One or two unlucky runs, but generally speaking a lot of horses that ran well below par, so I'm happy to put the record straight tonight. Feeling a bit more confident.
Good. Feeling confident. Let's get those winners. The first race this evening is the 5:20. We start here with an Irish Stallion Farms EBF Fillies maiden. It's over 6 furlongs and a short price favourite this morning in the shape of Juliet Fair, who's 5-4. 11-4 for Seventh Heaven. The money appears to be coming for Gilded Reflection, who's 9-2 into 7-2. 8-1 for Idra, and 14s or bigger prices for the others. So a pretty short price favourite, one that's attracting money as well. Andy, how do you see the 5:20 going?
Yeah, an interesting little opener for punters here is Filly's Maiden. We've got an unraced horse of Aidan O'Brien's, Seventh Heaven. Of course, Aidan's doing really well at the moment. His 2-year-olds are winning first time out, as he proved with another one of those off the conveyor belt at the Curragh over the weekend. And we've got two horses with form. Both showed promise on their debuts. The favourite is Juliet Fair, who showed with a good deal of promise first time up in a decent maiden at the Curragh. That was back in early June. It went the way of Jessica Harrington's Rockaway Valley, who's subsequently gone on to run well in group company. But the horses in behind have also run to a good standard as well. Air Vice Marshall, who was third. He finished second, of course, to Birchwood in the July stakes at the July meeting in Newmarket several weeks ago. And Only Mine, who was well down the field, has also won subsequently. So it's definitely got the best form in the race, Juliet Fair. But the one thing that is slightly against her, if you're thinking about taking a short price, is the draw, of course. 13 runners got a post at time of recording. She's drawn in stall 12, so that won't make life easy for Pat Smullen. So it might well give the advantage to something drawn a little bit lower. And the one that really catches the eye here for me is this Gilded Reflection, trained by David Watchman. Filly by Zoffany, ran on debut over 6 furlongs at the Curragh and shaped with a massive amount of promise. Slowly away, very, very tenderly ridden throughout the contest. By Fran Berry, just nudged along in the latter stages, but she didn't half pick up nicely in the final couple of hundred yards, and she was very much going on at the finish. I think she would have learned hugely from that performance, and she's got a low draw as well, which is obviously very beneficial. She'll need to be a little bit quicker out the stalls than she was the other day, because you can't afford to get too far behind her at Leopardstown. Time and time again, horses get kicking off the front on the fast ground. They just don't come back here at Leopardstown, so hopefully she would have learned enough to get herself competitive early. She just simply has to be back to each way this morning.
Has to be back to each way this morning, then Gilded Reflection. The 5:55 is the second race. This one is an Irish Stallion Farms EBF Fillies Handicap. It's over 6 furlongs and only 5 of them in the lineup. Pretty tight in the betting. Octavia is the 2-1 market leader. 5-2 for Bonnier, 7-2 for Craig's Pipes and Peace Mission, and 20s for Local Flyer, who's the outsider. So barring Local Flyer, Andy, you could easily make a case for the other four, so who do you side with in there?
Yeah, that's pretty much how I see it as well. I wouldn't be overly dogmatic about this race, because the trouble is three of them want to make the running out the four, and a lot depends on who does get to the front early doors and who's going to be able to dictate this race, because Craig's Pipes made all when she won here 2 starts back, beating Ig Bergman, of course, went on to win at the Galway Festival, many you'll remember. So she's proven over the course and distance. She then ran fifth the other day in a race which has already seen Captain Cullen win out of, that handicap at over the Derby weekend. And, of course, she bumped into Fort Deloro early on in the season at Curragh. And everyone knows on the podcast that I'm a massive fan of Edwin Norton's filly, who justified my belief with a good third in a Group 2 the other day. So she's a positive, Peace Mission, has run well here before, and also made all the running last time out at Down Royal. But I want to give another chance to Octavia. Now, this horse was really devastating on the figures two starts ago at Nace. It was the last race in the card, but absolutely blitzed everything with a good run from the front, got to the lead, never looked like getting caught. Nace is obviously a front runner's track, and she never looked back. Unfortunately, she was very slowly away the other day, which is a real kick in the lower regions for those of us who thought she was a good thing on the figures, because of all the things to happen, that was the one thing that you wouldn't anticipate. She'd been very fast away in her previous two starts. She blew the start, then had to be rushed up, used up a hell of a lot of energy in doing so. And although she fought very brave to hold on to the front-running role, unfortunately, she had very little left in the latter stages for Empress Tora, who came by her in the dying embers of the race. So if she does break today, hopefully she does break cleanly, because she's clearly a very good filly when she's in front. But like I say, with that pace pressure on the front from Craig's Pipes and Peace Mission, it wouldn't be the strongest bet in the world, but I'll still stick with her anyway.
Okay, Octavia for Andy then in the 5.55. The 6.25 is the third race on the card. This one is a handicap over 6 furlongs. Plenty in with chances in this one as well. Captain Power is the 7-2 market leader, and a whole host of market moves in behind. Izzy Bayard Grey is 9-2 into 4-1, having touched 5-1. Glimmer of Peace, 9s into 11-2. It's 7-1 into 11-2 for Pretty Famous. Uajok going the other way, 7s out to 10s. As is 3 Bells, 8s out to 10s for Tom Dooley, and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. So all kinds of movement in the betting this morning. Andy, who do you like in the 6.25?
Well, on the evidence of what we saw the other day, it's going to be very difficult for either Captain Power or Izzy Bayard Grey not to be involved in the finish again. It was a similar race to this, and on that occasion, Edward Lynham's Captain Power outrun my selection, Issy Bayard Grey. The two of them were nicely clear of the rest, and the speed figure of the race is pretty good. I just like the way Captain Power, got to be honest, quickened up that day. I really fancied Issy Bayard Grey, and to be fair, Patrick Martin's charge was 3 or 4 lengths ahead of Captain Power turning into the home straight, but this horse absolutely mowed him down, and he's a hard horse to shake off as well, Issy Bayard Grey, once he's in front. So you've got to tip your hat to Captain Power and say, well, he must be in great form, and that's 2 back-to-back wins now for this horse, who previously had gone quite a way to proving that he was going to be that reliable. He was often finishing second and third in his races, but he just seems to be in a horse in a happy place at the moment. And he has got a really good turn of foot, which is something that you do need in the Leopardstown short home straight, because if you haven't got one, then you will get found out. So I'm going to stick with him, Captain Power. Still think he's a reasonable price. Think Izzy Bayard Grey, once again, is the danger, as the market seems to be telling us again this morning. But hopefully these two will come to the fore as they did last week.
Captain Power for Andy in the 6.25. The 6.55 is the fourth race on the card. This one is an Irish Stallion Farms EBF maiden for colts and geldings. It's over a mile, and Unicorn heads the market at 4-7. 9-2 for Monocle and Theodorico. It's 14-1 for Churchill D, and 20s or bigger for the other two. You've already highlighted how good a form Aidan O'Brien's in, particularly with his 2-year-olds, and Unicorn has the benefit of experience here, Andy. A decent effort on debut as well. Does 4-7 favourite win?
I think so. I actually think 4-7, if you're a short price favourite merchant, he's not a bad price for this horse. I would have had him in a good deal shorter. Perhaps Monocle is preventing him from being big odds on, because obviously he's unraced and he could be anything. It's always dangerous trying to back a short one when you've got an unraced horse that you don't know anything about. But on the racetrack itself, Unicorn's already proven that he's run to a decent standard. It was a bit of a shock to see him go off 11-8 favourite the other day in that race at Galway. It was a race that has been farmed by Dermot Weld in many seasons gone by. And once again, the Master of Rosewell took that contest, I think, for the 20th odd time with a horse called True Solitaire. It was a really fast time. And there's nothing other than to say the form is believable. Back in the field was a horse called Haraz, who I selected last night at Garran, and that should have won. It was just a shocking run through that horse got in the hands of Shane Foley, and that would have advertised the form. So I'm pretty sure that the time figure is going to be reliable, as I said. He was just a bit disorganised throughout that race, Unicorn, as horses are often first time out at Ballybrit. If you get in behind and you get out of your stride pattern, it's difficult to sort of get yourself out of a mess. And I think he was very much a horse learning on the job. He looked as though he wants further as well than the 7 furlongs he encountered on that particular occasion. He's bred by Galileo, and this stiffer mile should play into his strength. I think, just plain and simply, he'll be a lot more streetwise tonight. And he said he got the figures anyway to beat Theodorico, who ran okay the other day over this course behind Lieutenant General. But Unicorn as it stands, as I say, 4-7. If there's no money for Monocle, then this horse could go off at 3-1 on.
Okay, Unicorn should be a strong favourite in the 6.55. Then the 7.25 is the fifth race on the card. It's the feature as well. This one is the Desmond Stakes, which is a Group 3 over a mile. Cougar Mountain heads the market, but is pretty weak in the betting this morning. 8-13 out to 8-11. And that's because Radar is the one that's attracting support. 5s into 7-2. 4-1 for Convergence. 10-1 for Tamador. And Bold Thady Quill is the 25-1 outsider. Do you echo those market moves there, Andy?
I do, yeah, I can see why. There's a little bit of resistance to Cougar Mountain in the betting, and bookmakers and punters are looking elsewhere for a bit of value, because although he's been running in Group 1 company and this should be fairly easy pickings for him theoretically, he has been just a little bit sort of, I would say, below par. And that would, I mean, you know, he's been running as Golden Horn and Solo, so I've got to kind of choose my words here quite correctly. The gist of it is, this could be a tactical affair. This is what I'm probably getting at here. And as he found out last time at Goodwood, when they went slow and then they kicked off the front, he just found himself a little bit out of pace. He does want a strongly run race, as he got in the Queen Anne. I mean, we all know that if you run to that form, then he should win this quite comfortably. That was his best form of the year. It was the strongest speed figure he's clocked behind Solo and Esoterica. And if they go fast enough, then he obviously going to play into his strengths. But I've just got a funny feeling it could be tactical here tonight. Colin Keane, who rides Convergence, will be aware that the main market rival Cougar Mountain wants a strong pace, and he'll probably go very, very slow, as slow as he dare in front here on Durlines, his three-year-old. And as we've seen before, he's very good horse round Leopardstown. He's 2 from 4, and he dictated a very deadly run race here the last day when he quickened up and held on gamely. We've also got to factor into the equation Radara, who has been steadily coming to the ball for Mickey Halford. She hasn't really hit the heights that she has this time last year, but she looks very much an autumn filly, and she ran a good bit better last time out behind Wedding Vow. She just didn't quite stay the trip. Dropping back to Marsh should suit her. So this is probably a little bit more open than the market suggests, just because of the numbers and the dynamics of the race and the way it'll likely pan out. I've got a funny feeling Cougar Mountain just might struggle to justify short price favouritism. If he does win, he'll win under duress. So I'll probably back the other two against him here, Convergence. You get 4-1 each of two. You know, you're looking at round about even money to take on Cougar Mountain with. So that's the way I'll play the 7.25.
Convergence and Radar are then friendly against the market leader in the 7.25. The 7.55 is the penultimate race at Leopardstown this evening. This one is an apprentice handicap over a mile and a quarter. A significant non-runner this morning in the shape of Prussian Eagle. But Pullman Brown is at the head of the market at 11-4. 9-2 for My Twinkle. Coventry Royal is 5-1. 6s for Park Rebel. Wonder Holy is 8s with Aurelia Cotter. And 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who decided within there, Andy?
Yeah, I really like Pullman Brown here, Mark. Obviously, Prussian Eagle's out, so that's one of the main dangers gone. But I just love the way this horse quickened up here the last day. It was his first run at the track. He clearly benefited from running up the hill here. He really pointed his toe on the fast ground. There's no rain forecast at Leopardstown tonight. And he should get the good to firm in places ground that he requires, because he really did, like I say, lengthen away from a decent field in a good time as well. His sectionals from 3 out were very good in comparison to the other good horses on the card. His overall time was good. He beat Aurelia Cotter, of course, won last night at Garran Park. Whether it turns up again, he's obviously open to question. If that horse doesn't run, then that increases Pullman Brown's chances. But he's certainly got the speed figures and the quality to take this race. He won by 4 lengths, and you know, he's only got a £7 penalty. The handicapper could have been a good bit more harsher than he actually was. I think the 3-1 roughly available for this horse this morning is not a bad price. His main dangers look to be My Twinkle and Park Rebel. They both come here back off the back of wins last time out. Park Rebel's race is a bit of a tactical fillip for Chris Hayes, who rode the other two horses into sleep. He went really slow there. I'm not sure he's going to be able to get away with that tonight. And My Twinkle, although she finally laid the ghost to rest with the win here the last day, the form of that race isn't that great. She only beats Settle for Red, and that horse is basically an all-weather horse in the middle of winter, and there's been nothing placed in 6 runs out of that race. So, I think the next 2 or 3 in the betting aren't exactly up to the standard of what Pullman Brown's achieved up to this moment in time. And hopefully he can supply me with the nap vote here tonight in the 7.55.
Okay, nap vote for Andy then in that race. Moving on to the final race this evening. This is the 8:25. We finish here with an Irish Stallion Farms EBF Fillies maiden over 7 furlongs, and Jolin is the 4-6 market leader. 9-2 for Walking on Moonbeams. Untapped Spectrum is 11-2, 12-1 for Aunt Sally, and 16s or bigger for the others. What do you make of the lucky last then, Andy?
Well, I mean, this really is Jolene's to lose. It's one of the worst maidens, I think, that's ever been run at this track, and that's not trying to be disrespectful to these horses, but, you know, Jolene's only rated 71. She's had three chances, and she's run OK on each of those visits to the racetrack. She was 30 the day behind Sidra, who was a fairly easy winner for Dermot Weld Stable. And Jolene was made to look a little bit one pace. She got beat 7 lengths all in all, and that was a disappointing return for those that backed her into 6-4 favouritism. Interesting that Johnny Murta's dropping her back down in trip. She's almost looked as though she wants going up in trip. And obviously she's burst blood vessels as well. So, you know, you're a brave man if you want to take 4-6 about her. But you look at the opposition, you think, well, where's it going to come from? Walking on Moonbeams is very exposed as well. She's only rated 64. So the only one I could see that might run its race and improve upon at least a promising enough debut run is Untapped Spectrum. Now, with all 8 runners going to post, hopefully we can get 11-2 with William Hill about this horse. And I'd be pretty sure, as sure as I can be, that this horse will be in the frame if it runs to the level, maybe just a little bit better than it did the other day down in Ace. It was a race, of course, that was won by Octavia. We've seen the second horse win at Garen last night, Abaya from the Mickey Halford Stable. So that form, the speed figure, suggests that Untapped Spectrum ran to a fair level on debut. Only got beat 11 lengths, but certainly wasn't unduly punished by Gary Carroll. And Willie Martin's filly, we're now with Declan McDonough on board, I think with a bit more sort of nous about her, she could easily at least finish in the frame here and give us a decent run for our money without taking a short price about Jolene.
Okay, each way angle into the last then. Let's just have a quick summary, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections for Leopardstown one more time.
Okay, yes, Leopardstown's going to be good to firm ground all night, so we should get a level playing field with no alterations. I'm really strong on that Gilded Reflection from an each way stance in the first. I'm pretty sure she'll be in the frame. Octavia just gets the vote over the front runners in the 5:55. Captain Power is in a real rich vein of form at the moment, and he could complete the hat-trick on the evidence of last week's victory. Unicorn looks a very strong 4-7 favourite to repeat last year's win for Aidan O'Brien, who won it with that Order of St George. 7:25 is a real trappy little affair here. This could be tactical, and it might not necessarily suit Cougar Mountain. So with that in mind, maybe Convergence or Radar can pick up the scraps. My nap of the night is Pullman Brown in the 7:55. He really did show a good turn of foot when winning here the last day. And Untapped Spectrum, pretty confident that horse at least can finish in the first three for us in the last.
Good work. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy Leopardstown this evening.
Thanks, Maddie.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.